Well, it's Voice Week on BBC Radio 2. The magic and mystery of the human voice. Now, you may have noticed a hint of Scottishness about my voice. Lyn Bowles, who's with us now, has just the merest soupçon of Welsh.
When is that? Is it when I'm shouting at you mainly?
Well, yes, yes. Although, of course, like a typical male, I stop listening.
Yes, that's true.
Whenever the decibel level rises above a certain, they just go, yeah. And off and happy.
Selective hearing.
No, it doesn't even start to become selective, I'm afraid. Joining us this morning, I'm delighted to say, we have Hollywood accent coach Roisin Carty. Good morning, Roisin.
Good morning.
Lovely to see you here. Just before we go any further, tell us about some of the people you've worked with and some of the accents you've had to impose upon them.
Oh, goodness. Well, I've worked on films such as the Lord of the Rings trilogy and the Hobbit trilogies. And with those films, it was all accents of the British Isles, really, plus some invented languages thrown in. I've coached American actors to speak with British accents. I've coached British actors to speak with American accents.
Which is more difficult?
It depends on the actor.
Oh, she's good.
Oh,
she's good.
Political answer.
Yes.
Oh, I like that. That's it. We'll get the names afterwards.
Yeah, later.
Yeah, when we're not on here. But sometimes you hear English actors, they have great trouble with American accents because of the R sound, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, and likewise, Americans don't seem to be able to lose the R sound when they are doing the English accent.
That's right.
I think sometimes English find it more difficult.
Although you think so, really?
Hugh Laurie is fantastic. Yeah. He's absolutely got. Did you?
I wish I could take that.
You should say yes.
We'll just say yes. Yeah. Yes. He won't be listening. It's all right. Yeah. Anyway, you're going to try and teach Lyn and I to do something today, aren't you?
I am. Yes. Yes.
It'll be a first.
Generally, a Scots accent for Lyn and a Welsh accent for you, Ken.
Okay. Do you want us to do really broad accents of our own nations? I'm not sure that Lyn can. She's so gently brought up.
But it's going to be interesting.
Do you want me to turn on a bit?
Yes,
for the Scottish.
Would be good.
Yes, yes. Okay.
I've got a sentence for each of you. It's the same sentence that you could do in your own. Broad accents would be great.
Okay, I'll take the bit. We haven't seen this before, have we?
It's extraordinary. This is bad news.
Do you want me to go first?
Go on then.
Right, I'll do this in Glaswegian as much as I can. It's the early bird who catches the worm.
Sorry, I didn't catch it. Sorry, what did you say?
Is he speaking English, dear?
Speaking English. I'm
did
glad
you hear
I got
that?
It. Yeah. Oh, I've got the same
You've
thing.
The same
you just
thing.
Said what I said. Oh, I
right,
see.
You have to do it now.
So it'll be Welsh, am I? Oh, it's the early bird who catches the worm, isn't it?
She's ad-libbing now. She's been in it as well. I'm sticking strictly to the script.
Don't start.
The writers don't like it when you ad-bit, you know.
Really?
Oh, they hate that. Okay, so we've done that. We now have to try and approximate to that in each other's accents.
Yes. So you can swap round.
Do you want me to do it again for you?
Yeah, go on.
It's the early bird who catches the worm.
It's the early bird that catches the worm. Bye.
She's doing Private Fraser.
She's
isn't
actually
she,
laughing. The
Dan's
voice coach
Army.
Is laughing at me. That's bad.
The idea, I think, is that we've got to get it as accurately as possible, not turning into a music hall.
Have you worked with me for long?
He needs a gnarled stick and a kilt, and you're away. So what
I bet you can do a Welsh accent.
Let me hear your one.
Oh, it's the early bird who catches the worm.
It's the early bird who catches the worm.
No, that was even worse for me.
I moved right across
you
the country there in
totally.
The case of a sentence, didn't I? Yeah, in the course of one sentence, I moved Welsh.
There was some Nottinghamshire there as well.
I was right over on the East Coast, I think, for a while. Yeah. Early impressions, Roisin?
I would say it's slightly easier to make this phrase Welsh because the sounds, the vowel sounds in those words are all the same. Early bird worm.
Oh, yeah.
Early bird worm.
So you don't
worm.
Have to do much
to change.
Whereas for Lyn has the harder job because the vowels change in every word. Early bird and worm.
And I can't roll my R's. Yeah, yeah. This is brilliant.
Do we have other homework to do? Because you're going to come back and test us.
Yes.
We've got time, of course, because you're doing nothing, basically.
I never do anything.
And I've got all these records. So do you want to just set us another little...
You have a sentence each here.
Right. Okay, I've got mine here, which is... Hello, could you point me in the direction of the nearest pound shop?
But you say you did that quite well.
I was doing that in Glaswegian.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
Lyn, you do. You have to do that one, okay?
Hello. Could you point me in the direction the nearest pawn shop?
Okay. Well, that I think if we can say that needs work. And you have to set me one, haven't you?
Yes, which is. Yeah, because we wouldn't say excuse me. Yeah. Can you tell me where to buy a leek and potato pie?
Yeah. Can you tell me where... no, I'm not even... I'll work on... Right, I'll try that.
Okay. This is going so well.
We'll do that later, OK? So, Roisin, you think we can get a little closer to it?
I think I can give you some hints.
Good.
She's going to need more than a hint. Really.
It needs to be beaten into us, yes. I think. Thank you all. Thank you so much.